Zakta Helega Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Maisras, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. The list continues of each peri, with the Mishnah telling us when is it considered Nigmaru Melachtai. Hapere, dried pomegranate seeds, Vatzimukin, raisins, Vacheruvin, and dried carobs, Mishiyamit Arema. And you make a pile out of them. Why are the dried pomegranate seeds called pered? So the Baturim explains, because you would separate the seeds when you put them out to dry so that the sun gets to every part of the seed. The raisins of the cheruvim, they would spread them on the ground or on rooftops. And after they dried out, you would put them into a pile. So that gathering into the pile, that's the gemar malacha. What about, let's say, remainim or an oven that you don't want to dry? You want to eat it fresh. So then it's when you fill up the keli, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. But if his intention is to dry them, then it's not considered nigmaru melachtam until this process is put into place. Vayter zakta Mishnah, b'tzalim, in regard to onions, when are they considered nigmaru melachtai? Meshiyafakel. Meshiyafakel means you take off the parts of the skins that went bad. Peel off the klipas aroi, says the Batanur. The main of a fakel, if he doesn't plan on doing that over here, so it's Mishayamid Arema. It's when he takes them away from the field and makes that pile again. Interesting, the Batanur says the Lashem Mishayah fakel is similar to Mishayah Kalef. Klip is a peel, Mishayah Kalef means to peel. Taisus Yamtov points out again what we said before, but Simla and Shleimah, that there are certain letters that switch around, even though it's not the same order of the letters, but Mishayah fakel and Mishayah Kalef appear to be the same. So once again, Abba Tzalam, the shear for onions, to say that it's Nigmru Melachtai is Mishayah fakel, when you remove the bad layers, Vim'einam fakel, if he doesn't plan on doing it, Mishayah Merema, when he makes a pile of them. Vayter says, Mishnah Tfua Mishayah Mereach, grain, like barley and wheat, that's called Nigmru Melachtai, but he not just piles it up, but he also smooths down the pile. That's called Miruach. There's a lot to do with grain, right? You remember the Lamates Melachas. There's 11 Melachas so you get to bread. But for it to be Nigmar Melachtai, so you have to cut it and thresh it, separate the grain from the parts that we don't use. Then there's Zaira, the winnowing, the wind shoveling. When you're ready, you heap it into a pile. And when you have your pile, you smooth it down. And smoothing down the pile, Miruach, that's called Gemar Melach. If for whatever reason of him ainam emerech, he doesn't plan to smooth down the pile, zok the Mishnah shiyamid arema. So nigmaru melachtai is considered when you put it into the pile. At that point, it's nigmaru melachtai, and you have to know if or if not, you can eat achilas aroi from it. As we explained, if he plans on selling it, he already can't. If not, it would depend on the other things. Zok the Mishnah vayter akitniyos mishayichbar. Kitniyos, like beans, once he sifts them. Because they have earth mixed into it, and you don't want that earth in your plate. The reason they have earth is because you schlep it out of the ground, you don't cut it. So some of the earth usually comes along with it. So the Batru explains it. So you have to sift them before you use it. The main chayver, for whatever reason, he doesn't plan on sifting them, then achi mereach, then until he smooths down the pile. So like the Mishnah, Avu Bisha mereach, even though he smooths down the pile, there are three things over there that he can still eat achilas aroi. Kutayim, these are pieces of the tfua that weren't completely threshed. Tzadim, as much as you're going to try to pile it up neatly, there's always going to be pieces of tfua laying around the sides that somehow didn't make it into the pile, or didn't make it into the smoothing out part. Umimasha b'techateven, as much as you try to get the parts that we don't use out of the tefuah, you're going to miss something. Some of it is still inside. If you get one of those pieces of tefuah that still has the mites on it, umima shebetoy chateven, from the grain that still is mixed with straw. The winnowing was supposed to get the straw out of it, but it never happened, at least not with this piece of tefuah. And the din is va'oichel, in regard to these three cases, you can still eat achilas aroi without taking off maisris, because they are considered Loi Nigmaru Melachta. So chazing over Mishnah Vav, dried pomegranate seeds, raisins, carobs that you want to dry out, The ones you get on Chamishasa B'Shvara, the ones that were dried out. So here, the shears, once they're set up on the pile to dry, onions, when you remove the layers that rot, if you don't plan on doing that, it's when they're piled up. Tfuah is when you smooth out the pile. If you don't plan on smoothing it out, it's just when you make the pile, you just heap it. Kidney ice, legumes, beans that are ripped out of the earth, so you have to sift it to take the earth out, so it's when you sift it. If he doesn't plan on sifting it, then it's until you smooth it out in the pile. Now the Mishnah concluded by telling us, even though you smooth it out on the pile, you can still take the pieces that weren't completely threshed, or that are off to the sides, or from the grain that is still mixed with straw. Mimasha betoicha teven, and continue to eat from it, but of course, achilas aroi only.